And here we go. And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 151. Spotlight on Top Cow's The Darkness, number one, circa 1996. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard. And Murray Fox is off on a mission in deep, darkest Canada. He's probably just watching the World Cup.
Family emergency. Hopefully that goes well. He said nothing serious. So anyway, wait, we shouldn't be telling all that unless he wants to.
No, if I had ESPN, I'd be watching World Cup right now as well. So, but I don't, so I'm not. Instead, I'm here to talk about the darkness from Top Cow.
Yeah, this is one I never did get into. I never did even read the first issue. I just know barely a little bit about. I had no idea Garth Ennis was one of the creators.
Yeah, no, I didn't either, and I actually was not. I'm not a Top Cow follower. I know people who've worked at Top Cow. I've actually visited the Top Cow studios when I used to live in L.A., but I never read a single solitary Top Cow comic until, earlier this year when I started reading Artifacts when Ron Mars was doing it. Good. And I know a couple of guys who've done one shots for Artifacts, and
that started out as like a maxi series, and then they made it like an ongoing, didn't they?
They did. That's pretty much right. It was it's sort of their where they can use all their characters in one book. You know, they got Darkness, they got Witchblade. It's got all the other, the 13 Artifact characters. They can do whatever they want with the characters in there. And again, Warren Mars was doing it. Green Lantern fame, Warren Mars.
Phil Hester worked on it.
Yep.
It's had two video games made about it.
Which, Artifacts or Darkness?
Darkness.
Oh.
Yeah. This is two video games. Well, there have been rumors of a film, but I was just reading into Wikipedia, but I knew there was video games because I remember seeing them when they came out on Steam. But the first one was March 2005. It was a first person shooter. It was on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 consoles. And there was a 5-issue miniseries that went along with it in June 2007. That was cleared into a trade. And, that's right. It wasn't too long ago. It was just barely 2 years ago that the second one came out.
Wow. I mean, again, you kind of discount Top Cow as sort of a mid-tier part of the Image revolution. But they've... between we'll say Partatio and Matt Hawking, they've made a few dollars over there.
Yep, they have.
So bully for them.
Now, apparently in 2011 that they said that there was a live action film of The Darkness was in development, but they haven't heard anything since then, apparently. It was at San Diego Comic Con. They said that, but that was 3 years ago, so haven't heard a word about it since.
Well, they've done stuff with Witchblade, of course.
Yeah, that series was okay.
TV show for a few minutes. And
yeah, very, very shortly.
Obviously, video games as well, and so on and so forth. Up there. But, through the somewhat randomizer, The Darkness from Top Cow. I went independent, and then T for publisher, Top Cow. I mean, there was a lot of T's. That's the one that jumped out at me. I didn't feel like getting too clever there. I could have gone Top Shelf, I suppose, or something else in the T's, but my brain was not quite up to the task. And then The Darkness. There's not a huge list of titles from Top Cow. I was a little surprised at that, but having had a taste of what the darkness had to offer while reading Artifacts. That, what the heck? Check it out. And like you, I was surprised that, and it's not Wilshie Partatio, my bad. It's actually Mark Silvestri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is one of, along with Garth Ennis, is one of the creators.
Yeah, I had no idea until I looked at the file you sent.
Garth Ennis of Garth Ennis fame. No, I'm kidding. Garth Ennis has been around a long time. He was creator of Hitman, Preacher, The Boys, which is, anybody who's listened to us long enough know I loved that series.
Yeah.
Of course, like, you know, Mark Silvestri was one of the people who jumped ship from Marvel to start up Image. And we don't hear a lot from Mark Silvestri lately, but, you know, mm-hmm. he's out there. He's done work. He's been published a lot. He's done some DC work. He's done some Marvel work. But this will probably be what he takes to his grave is... Mm-hmm. is Top Cow, and there are worse legacies I suppose to have.
Yeah.
So, anyways, as you noted, this came out in 1996. And The Darkness is an American comic, published by Top Cow, created by Mark Silvestri, Garth Ennis, and somebody named David Wall, not the guy from Batman.
Mm-mm.
The Darkness is the story of mafia hitman Jackie Estacado, who on his 21st birthday becomes the bearer of the darkness, an ancient elemental force of nearly limitless power that allows those who wield it to access the otherworldly dimension and control over the demons who dwell there. So, pretty basic concept, but a lot of it, as with a lot of the early Image stuff, you think, oh, visually it's incredibly cool, but they were lucky enough to get someone like Garth Ennis to come in and do the plotting and the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
That served as the point where I'm going to be digging up future issues. But to the comic itself, we're going to start off with a very cool cover of this guy in armor, as Mark Silvestri liked to draw. Long hair, surrounded by lots of dark demons. This one had about 700 inkers on it.
I can imagine.
So the book opens.
So how long was Image going on at this point?
Before this came in?
Yeah, well, I can look at that while you're doing the thing. Go ahead. I will check that out myself.
The handy-dandy internets will have that answer, I'm sure.
Yes, it will.
So we start off in New York City.
There's the answer right there, 1992, so 4 years.
4 years. So The Darkness was not the first book that came up from Top Cow. Witchblade was the inaugural Top Cow book. Because within Image, they had their own imprints.
Yeah, I think this was the first partner studio of Image. Mark Silvestri kept a lot of stuff going on under that Top Cow imprint. So...
Oh, actually, Cyberforce was the first.
Yes, that was the first one he did. That's when I think of Mark Silvestri, that's actually the first thing I think of. So.
Is Cyberforce okay? All right, so back to the comic book. Okay, yep. New York City, Lower East Side on a night so cold it hurts to breathe. The very noir, which Garth Ennis is, I love to do his noir. We have a parking garage, we show a guy twirling his keys on his finger, and there's a... In the background, there's a red car watching this bohunky blonde guy walk towards us, who, for a night so cold, is not dressed incredibly warm. And the car...
He looks more like he's in Miami, actually.
Kind of does, doesn't
he? I'm kind of reminded of the Miami Vice vibe there with the parachute pants and the sport jacket. That's just
We're just jealous because we can't get away with wearing that.
Yeah. That's just what I'm thinking when I see this guy.
There's a guy sitting in a red car behind him talking to someone on the phone. He says, "What's he doing?" And the guy in the car says, "Getting ready to go." Uh-huh. time to crap or get off the pot, Uncle Frankie, the guy in the car says. I don't know, Jackie. I like to be certain about these things. What do you think? The guy says, I don't know. A guy on a phone. An old cell phone with the antenna and everything. Sitting there. He's got gloves on. It looks like he's got gloves on, but the next panel he doesn't. I don't know. I don't know, Uncle Frankie. All I can say is he looks like the kind of guy who'd rip you off. He has that kind of face. He does, huh? Yeah. What the hell? Kill him. And the guy who's on the phone is smiling. He's all in shadow, except for his eyes and teeth, which it's a really cool panel, actually.
Yeah, a little Cheshire Cat going on there.
Yeah. He revs up his engine, and he speeds towards the bohunk and crashes him between the wall and the car. That's how much he wants to kill him, is he's willing to destroy this really cool-looking car.
I believe it's a Magnum PI type Ferrari, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it at least looks like to me, anyway.
It kind of changes shape between that panel where he's speeding towards him, where he's saying, holy God, and the, where he actually smashes into him. But it's actually really pretty looking. He pushes his lower half, and then the guy in the car steps out with a gun and ba-dam, 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 shoots the guy dead. So he not only tortures him, but then he kills him.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the point of that was.
And the message.
And apparently.
And we get the title page, Coming of Age, and we show Jackie Estacado as a very smooth-looking guy who is kind of a douchebag.
That's more than likely why I didn't read this.
Okay. So then we're outside a club called... What is that called? I can't even read that here.
It's called... Keezers.
And he's got another red car, and it's up on 92nd Street now. And he's in the club, and he walks up, and he's talking to the bartender, and he orders a milk. And that's just who he is. He likes milk.
I like me just the way I am. Okay, whatever.
Like, Keen Eddie is like, how do you like me now? And we get a little obligatory background information on him, that he knew that this is the life he was born to. Mm-hmm. And he turns to his left and he hits on an incredibly dumb woman.
Yeah.
In order for a martini. And she says, oh, how did you know I was drinking a martini? From the nearly empty one in your hand. Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. And he finds out her name is Shandy, with an I. And the time passes. It's about half an hour later. And she's a model/actress. And as they're getting ready to head to her apartment in his Lamborghini... Yeah, what Lamborghini?
I like that little line. The bartender was saying it's that she, you know, it's not nice to take advantage of the mentally retarded. And he says, well, she's not retarded. And he says, Jackie, I just heard you promise to get her a walk-on part on The Simpsons.
Yes.
Which is a cartoon for those people that don't know.
Yes.
So, yeah, not too bright.
So,
but I don't... That's not her assets that he's looking at, though, was the brains.
No, it was not. Not according to this panel.
Mm-mm.
Wow. She's a Barbie doll figured young lady.
Yes.
Heavy up top, not so heavy down below.
Yep.
We are in
the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top either, but hey, that's fine.
We're in her apartment. They're getting busy, and in the off-panel, Jack is being observed by these guys, that kind of priestly, culty-looking guys who are looking into a boiling cauldron in the floor, and they're saying, he's a mob enforcer. You'll find it goes with the territory. My lord, you think he's a little frivolous, maybe? He's always got. He's the champion our brotherhood's been waiting for. He will turn 21 at midnight tomorrow. When he comes of age, he'll inherit a power beyond his vilest nightmares. He has less than 20 hours remaining of the life he knows, and we must be ready for him, because if I know the Angelus, that smug bitch has already made her plans. And for those who read Witchblade, the Angelus is a carryover from that series, so we are getting signs that Top Cow is a shared universe. It's not
right. I wondered if that's who that was supposed to be.
It is, yes. And then we get a shift in perspective, and we're now looking in a mirror made out of darkness demons. For those who've ever read Darkness, they know what I'm talking about. And they're saying, less than ideal, the Brotherhood must be disappointed. Meaning, talking about those guys from the previous page who were in the robes.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter, he dies tonight. They're observing Jackie, who is still getting busy with the Shandy, with an eye. But no matter, he dies at midnight anyway. Won't that be dangerous, lady? Wouldn't it be easier to kill him before the power can manifest within him? Why do you think I waited 21 years? I could have slain him in the womb. But to kill him just as the darkness takes him in that moment of becoming means the end of the darkness as well, which means I win. Half a dozen of my warriors should be sufficient. Alert them. So we have the Angelus and we have the Brotherhood of the Darkness, or whatever they're called, are watching Jackie, getting ready for his ascension and taking on the power of the darkness the following day. Mm-hmm. And it's the morning in Little Italy now. We're shifting to another scene within New York. It's very close. Not quite as bad as two blocks over, one block up. But
yeah, that's good.
People are eating early morning hot dogs. Who eats hot dogs? Whatever. So
I don't know. I have no idea.
So
maybe it has eggs on them. I don't know.
Maybe egg dogs.
That's not a bad. Oh, hope nobody heard that. We need to, you know, egg-filled hot dogs. We need to get that patented, man.
I know a guy who runs a hot dog stand, actually.
There you go.
A hot dog restaurant.
I'll be damned.
So we've got a guy sitting in the convertible, and he's saying to somebody, he's saying, well, oh, no, it's not a guy in the convertible. It's inside the word balloon. The word balloon is pointed awkwardly.
Yes. It's looks like it's coming from the guy in the car, but it's actually coming inside the restaurant.
Yes, and he says, you look like a man who got his itch scratched. And Matt Jackie's smiling, well and truly, all right with the world, Vinny. Probably talking to one of the...
Yep. Yo, what's up? Forget about it.
Hey, just because Jackie Estacado gets some doesn't mean everyone's singing Louis Armstrong numbers, as you, my friend, are about to find out. And we walk inside the office, and we see Uncle Frankie's on the phone. He's waving a cigar. He's looking very Perry Whitish, J. Jonah Jameson, whatever. Well, how was I supposed to know that? I thought he was stealing from me. Screw that. He was stealing from me. You never even announced the engagement. I mean, look on a bright side. Now you ain't got to pay for the wedding. the guy, Vinny, is telling Jackie off to the side. He says, that geek you whacked last night turns out he was 10 days away from being Tommy Marciani's son-in-law. Yeah. No, and then off-panel, Frankie's still out yelling, no, I don't see why I gotta apologize. Not after this morning. Hey, don't push me, Marciani. It's very atypical Godfather names here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the Mark Silvestri close-up on the spinning mouth. Oh, yeah, well, if that's how you want to play it, fine. You're going to regret this, you son of a bitch. See, there's language in this, too.
Oh, my.
You should read the artifact. Artifacts gets really, they use every four-letter word you can think of. Anyways.
Wow.
You're going to find out why they call me Kill the Children 2. Franchetti. Kill the Children 2, Manchetti. Who calls anybody Kill the Children 2? I never. And he slams down the phone.
Nasty.
Slams down the phone when he can still slam down phones. God damn it. And he goes and hugs Jackie. Jackie, you're a cipher. Sorry as hell about this, Uncle Frankie. Ah, forget it. It was my call, right? Now we got to go to war. Is all. So he doesn't really care about going to war. You're looking good, kid. And so strictly speaking, Marciani already started the war. He had Joey Finnegan decapitated earlier today. And Finnegan's a name that comes up later in this series, but that's a side point.
Interesting.
Must have found out Joey was working for us. But nobody knew about that. Yeah, that's problem one. They have a mole inside. Vinny is off in the background. He's sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all me. Yeah, you're standing there in a pool of sweat. You're not looking too good, Mo. You nervous? Says Frankie. Don Franchetti, Jackie, for God's sake, I always sweat for like this. It's my size, for crying out loud. You know that. And then crash, in comes a grenade. And somehow Uncle Frankie still has a cigar in his mouth, even though it's flying out of his mouth. What the?
Yeah, he gets the same cigars that that J. Jonah Jameson gets. So they're special.
Sorry. They defy gravity.
Yeah.
So Jackie knees Mo or Vinny in the nuts, and then literally and then throws him on top of the grenade.
Nice move, I must say.
It actually is. But that bottom right hand panel is very, very Sylvester-y with that sketchy hair and the fingers and stuff. I'm picturing Lady Deathstrike or even
Oh yeah, good point.
Even Spiral kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a dude and Trip.
I forgot about that. That was a good era of X-Men.
It was. And then he trips and he falls off and boom, the grenade goes off. But the only one who gets it is Vinny or Mo or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's dead, though. He's just bleeding to death. He's all, sorry, Mo. Only thing I can think of at short notice. So Jackie's talking to him. So, okay, Jackie, you know the funny thing? What's that, Mo? I actually didn't rat on Joey Finnegan. And he's like, how about that? Oh, well, no hard feelings, Mo. No hard feelings, Jackie. And he deceases. And, yes, Uncle Frankie still has that cigar in his mouth.
Yep.
And then we got some in the background saying, got you through it, got away, Don Franchetti. I want Marchione face down dead in his pepperoni pizza. I got it, Don.
Oh, man. Talk about a stereotype there.
Yes, he's eating, they're talking about pizza. And then we switch the views to Shea Estacado. It's a nice place with a view of the park, it says here. And Jackie's talking to himself. Vinny, he's talking on the phone, excuse me. Vinny, yeah. No one getting Tommy Marchione without calling in on airstrike. I checked it out. That place of his is a fortress. Well, generally pretty good. We're well ahead on scalps, meaning they've killed more of Marchione people than they've killed of theirs. Things are going to heat up tomorrow. You make sure Uncle Frankie keeps his head down, okay? And then Jackie starts hearing voices. Jackie, huh? Your time, Jackie. It's no good, Jackie. Not against this, Jackie. Your time's come around. Who the hell is this? Dark time. And then he starts going into convulsions, and stuff is flying out of his eyes and his mouth, and black stuff is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, And outside his door would look like cops, but they're not cops. They're just guys in military outfits. And they're out inside his room, and they can hear, he's screaming, my lord. That'll bring the Angelus. Meaning they're getting ready. These are the guys who were working for those guys in the hoods a few pages back.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie is still bleeding black, and he's still fighting this, Jackie. Shouldn't want to fight, Jackie. And the military guy's kicking the door, and Jackie's puking. He looks like a Red Lantern, except it's black stuff coming out of him.
Yeah.
And the voice is, this is all yours, Jackie. And the military guys are in there, and Jackie's still puking. Just let it happen, Jackie. It's your birthright. And he looks in the reflection in the black stuff, which kind of looks oily, and there's a face staring back at him, smiling. Big teethy smile. Toothy smile, excuse me. Teethy? Did everyone say teethy? Or whatever. And then we get a very cool double-page spread of the Angelus is coming in to killify... Oops. Sorry about that.
But all right.
Sorry, my kid is off hanging out at a friend's house. And the guys in the military outfit are trying to get Jackie to leave with them. Hey, that's not cool. And all of a sudden, Angela shows up, and they are tearing into the military guys who are shooting them with bullets. Voice is still talking to Jackie. You have to die, Jackie. Just let it out, Jackie. Jackie said, what out? What out? What am I meant to do? And anything you want, Jackie. And he's drooling black, and his eyes are bleeding black. And he starts posing, shirt off.
That's a cool panel there. With all that crap behind him. That's neat.
And Sylvester is a decent artist, and the boy says, but let the darkness out. And lines of darkness are shripping and cracking into the Angelus, ripping them and eating them, lots of teeth, and they're slishing them and squitching them, and feathers are flying all over the place. And at the end of it all, Jackie is down on his knees, and he is, oops, I skipped pages, hold on, my page too far, my bad. And there's a guy dying on the floor. He's all, help me. He's all, don't be, Jackie's all, don't be stupid. You've got a sword stuck through your heart. You're a dead man. Tell me what the hell had just happened to me. All of it. And I might just make it clear for you. So the guy's done with the sword in him, but he wants, Jackie wants him to tell him the story.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's like, you don't get it. You're the one. Have to go to Liberty, and then we get a Bakum.
And there's take a drink.
A drink.
Oh wait, wrong podcast.
And there's a guy, hey, just the guy in a suit with a shotgun, and he's all, Jesus, decoyed by Freddy Krueger. Don't bother to get up, the guy says to Jackie. And Jackie says, are you the Marcianis? And one, he said, put Jackie Estacado on the ground along with his bastard uncle, Don Franchetti. And the guy says, I'd be breathing his last right about now. Don Marciani sent the Eastwood brothers. And he puts the shotgun up to Jackie's face, and that barrel seems to shrink between panels.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a gun with a silencer, doesn't it?
Yeah, shotguns don't generally have a sight at the end of them, do they? Like that?
Not like that, no. They might. It'd be just like a groove and maybe a point on the end, but that's kind of silly.
But it's a visual.
Yeah.
Because if it was just a round thing, it wouldn't be quite as easy to tell that it's the barrel of a gun.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be pretty stout to, because that has no handle on it whatsoever. You have to be pretty stout to hold that like that and shoot it.
Well,
he's pointing it down. That might help, but anyway.
He's a stout guy.
Yeah, he's a hitman, so. Yeah.
So he points the gun at Jackie's face, and the voice again is talking to him, don't you forget, Jackie. Anything you want, Jackie. And the guy, the assassin or the killer, says, tell that fat bastard I said hello, and we get a Bakum again, and the voice says, just let it out. And we get an armored up Jackie Estacado in the darkness armor. And we get all these darkness demons around him. He's on the phone. And he says, Vinny, Jackie, where the hell have you been? Oh, my God, the whole world's gone crazy. We got a slaughterhouse down here. Slow down, Vinny. Tell me what happened. We just got hit right here in the neighborhood. Hard. Oh, so the guy before, there was Mo and there was Vinny. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
They lost Vinny.
Hey, Mo.
And then we get the darkness demons are chewing on the killer still, but that's all going on behind Jackie as he's on the phone, and he finds out that his uncle Frankie has been got, and he's in the hospital. He's not looking good. I won't lie to you, Jackie. I think Marciani's already won. And Jackie's all, no, he hasn't. I'm going to end this thing tonight. And we switch to New Jersey 1 hour later.
We know it's getting bad. He's going to New Jersey.
Who goes to Jersey? I don't know. And we got the guy walking around with a automatic something with a couple of dogs on leashes. It's in front of a big mansion-looking place. And we keep goddamn eyes open. Franchetti ain't gone out of the game yet. And we're inside the house now. A couple guys. Well, these guys wear suits with ties. I don't know, but...
It's a thing, you know.
So we're outside a bathroom, and
Just what I wanted to see, a guy on a crapper.
Yep. And he says, I swear he's getting more paranoid by the hour. State-of-the-art security systems, then Godzilla-looking attack dogs, and 200 guys packing Armalites? I don't know. And he's still scared to be left alone in the John. The other guy says, tell me about it. We're all over this, Mother Don Marciani. You may dump in peace. And we switch panels.
That's all anybody ever really needs, really.
It's just a little peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet to take a dump in. Yep.
And the guy's sitting on the toilet, smoking. He's also smoking a cigar.
Man.
They smoke a lot of cigars. And all of a sudden, huh? And he is getting wrapped up in darkness threads.
Should not have eaten that burrito, man.
Coming from the toilet.
That crap's coming to get him.
Well, that's going back, and one of the guys outside the door, you hear something? He's like, nope. And then all of a sudden, the guy, Marciani, rips some of the darkness out of his face. He's like, ah!
Yeah, it's coming from up downstairs, man. That's a bad way to go.
And the two guys finally break in the door. He's all, hang on, boss, where? Oh, Jesus. And the guy's been folded into the toilet.
Mm-hmm. All the things left is his leg sticking out.
Yeah. And then we switch outside the gates of the compound, and Jackie's standing there. And anything you want, Jackie. Didn't we say, Jackie? And Jackie's saying, oh, yeah. We get a good shot of his eye. We pull back, and we see a bunch more of the darkness demons around. You'll do fine, Jackie. You go a long way. And Jackie's saying, I got 100 questions, but mainly, what is the darkness? And well, what haven't you guessed, Jackie? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I missed a panel. Darkness really likes you, Jackie. Lucky boy. Likes me, huh? I got about 100 questions, but mainly, what is the darkness? Haven't you guessed, Jackie? You are the darkness, Jackie. You have the power, Jackie. You can do anything. And you'll pay the price. To be continued. We get a close-up on his eyes. And
That's actually kind of interesting. And, you know, for it being in the 90s, that wasn't very 90-ish, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Some of the comics you read, I mean, they're kind of on the cheesy side, but that one still kind of holds up, I think.
I think it did, too. It had about 4 variant covers. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
It had that 90s feel about it.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't have a gun and big shoulder pads, though.
Well, there were lots of guns in this, but yes, there weren't the huge
and pockets. Lots and lots of pockets.
No pockets. Just lots of suits. Everyone was very well groomed in this comic book.
Yeah, well, they are mobsters. That's their thing, you know.
Okay. It's not quite the mobsters of Goodfellas, but certainly.
Yeah. True.
They were mean mofos. So this book, this character continues. Jackie Estacado is still the darkness today, 2013.
Yeah, they've had several volumes of it.
This book spawned other. They decided, I guess, at some point, they decided that there was a whole series of artifacts that darkness was one of them, along with the Witchblade.
Oh, there's a Darkness Batman crossover. I never did read that.
Uh-huh.
There's a DC Top Cow crossover trade. It collects Darkness Batman and Darkness Superman, JLA Cyber Force, and JLA Witchblade. Interesting.
Yeah. So, they were smart enough to know that they could get away with doing crossovers with DC. Back when DC
They did one with Marvel as well.
Did they?
Yeah. Top Cow Marvel, the crossover collection, 304 pages. Collects Devil's Reign 1-8, Wolverine, Witchblade, and the Hulk and the Darkness. Never heard of that.
You're being edumacated.
Yeah, and the latest volume, Volume 3, started in 2008 and continues on to this day.
And now Ron Mars is no longer on the book. It's somebody else who's writing it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Ron Mars had a very long run of writing this, along with Artifacts, and he was kind of the Top Cow name for a while. Surprisingly, Ron Mars being the head architect, but he was also the architect of Green Lantern for the longest time. So.
Yes, he was the Kyle Rayner version.
Yep, which was very popular in its day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I read pretty much all of those. I think I still have them all.
Now, didn't Ron Mars, did he write Crazy Hal? Hal Jordan as well?
I think he did, yeah. He got the rap for that, the one for killing him off.
So, around for a while. Anyhow, That was the Dark Knight. I am intrigued. I, again, like you, I was not sucked into Top Cow when it first came out. It wasn't actually even that much of an image.
I was reading them, and I read Spawn for a long time, but they couldn't make deadlines. They kept being late, so, I mean, I'd forget about them. Spawn was the only one I read. I read it for a long time. Sold all that before I moved the first time across country from here to Washington State, so I have it, you know, I've got a couple of trades since then, but that was the only one I really... of all of them, I really read. Maybe Wildcats or one of those others, but I didn't keep much of any of it.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah, I read some Wildcats, not for very long. And I re-picked up Wildcats a few years later when Joe Casey was doing it. And Spawn I read sporadically, but not religiously by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't read any of the Top Cow stuff. Didn't read any of the Savage Dragon. We've discussed that. But I'm glad this one came up. I will be digging up when I have a break in new comics to read. I've been trying to read all these old series that I never read.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
This may make the list. There's not, you know, you kind of catch up on it. There's about a gazillion trades out there, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there for that. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, because he's an immoral character, but he's still the hero of the book.
Yeah, it was saying how he has a moral code. One of the things I read.
Okay.
A twisted code, of course, but...
All
right. Well, those mobsters aren't.
He was born October 29th, 1981. Hmm. They should put dates on. They should not give birth years for comic book characters.
Well, maybe they're trying to make it more realistic. I don't know. I mean, he's... From reading this thing... Well, and they kind of had to... Because, you know, him turning 21... Yeah. So that kind of makes sense. But anyway, yeah.
Drink and shoot black crap out of his eyes all in the same night. All right, well.
Darklings, tentacles of various shapes and sizes to eviscerate his opponents. How lovely. I'm sure he's fun at parties. So, okay, well, that's about it then.
That's the darkness. Number one.
Number one, yeah. I think we definitely should keep, if we do random, keep it with the first issue. It's more than jumping in the middle. I don't know if that would have helped with Sovereign Seven. What was the other one we did? It was just horrid.
Was it Valor? Did we start with Valor 1 or did we get into a different issue?
I don't remember, but yeah. That series doesn't really hold up now, but it was good at the time. I finally got it. I collected them all, finally. Dollar and... less bins and whatever, but yeah. Darkness, interesting. One more about that character.
There you go.
All right, then.
Bada bing.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up. I'm sure we all have things to do. And I think I gotta do laundry. Oh, joy. So, as usual, you can email us the podcast at talesfromthelawnbox.com and let us know what you think. You can do the Facebook page. Get on there and see what's going on. We post all kinds of things in there and chat and discussing the $4.99 comics that Marvel's been putting out, which actually I think Secret Origins is. Somebody mentioned that Secret Origins was. I hadn't noticed that. I don't know if that was just the first issue or not. I'd have to look. But anyway, I hope to God that doesn't happen because that just means I'll have to get comics from a different way.
You have to borrow them.
Yeah, borrow them. Yeah, that's a good idea. So yeah, that, and you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know in iTunes. I know you're out there. I don't know if you're downloading. People are downloading. I still, the stats on my site are terrible. I need to find some way to figure that out. But we get, you know, people are downloading, and it's more. There's numbers are higher than three. So I know not just the three of us are listening to it. So we know you're out there. We can hear you breathing.
I'm downloading. I don't like the sound of my own voice, so I don't listen that often.
I don't ever listen, really.
I do. When I miss, or if I every once in a while, I know that we've talked about something that I want to hear again. So
yeah, I need. There's some really. We've done a couple of them. I've been real fond of. We need to do another interview. Maybe somebody. I think we could get James Robinson on here pretty easy. He seems pretty cool. I'm going to. I need to. If I can keep my damn family out of the hospital and make it a little easier to do stuff, I certainly will.
Good luck to your dad tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Which will be, well, anyway, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. Hopefully, it'll be resolved by the time you hear this.
Yes, that will be last week as of today.
Yes, exactly. So, anyway, that's it for this week. And we are out.